Welcome to our daily visit to the Motown Vaults. We begin with the Supremes paying their respects to their great friend Sam Cooke. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In Love with Motown.
We are having a party, dancing to the music. Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause we're having such a good time, dancing with my baby, having a party. Everybody's swinging, dancing to the music, on the radio, we're having a party. Everybody's swinging.
The Supremes paying tribute to Sam Cooke in 1965. Well, welcome along, and I do hope all's well with you. Thanks very much for joining me. There's a bit of a tribute theme running through today's episode. This one had been recorded by an 11-year-old Stevie Wonder. 11. It's unbelievable, really. Paying tribute to the great Ray Charles. Now, listening today, it does seem totally bizarre to hear an 11-year-old singing about his girlfriend bringing him a cup of coffee in the morning, let alone all that business of kissing and holding her tight that he's going on about in the third verse. Very odd, but his vocals are incredible for any age, let alone 11 years old.
Let me tell you about a girl I know. She's my baby and she lives next door. Every morning before the sun comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yeah, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friends, I know she'll stick with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know, yeah, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I call her on the telephone, time I call from 104, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down and there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and whispers, Stevie, everything is alright. That's why I know, yeah, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. From wonderful, I hear on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down and there
Incredible. Stevie Wonder at the age of just 11. Time for one of our Brits now, showing how in love with Motown he was, despite not even having been born until 1974. I had the privilege and pleasure of working with him on a Motown project, albeit for one morning, a few years ago. Berry Gordy had come over to London to oversee the opening of the Motown musical, and I was asked to put a band together and to take care of the music. One of the guests was this man, who I'm sure many of you have seen star in various West End productions, most notably The Lion King, exhibiting his love of Motown. This is the resplendent voice of Sean Escoffrey.
Ooh, I bet you're wondering how I knew about your plans to make me blue. With some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. You took me by surprise, I must say. When I found out yesterday, don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? No much longer would you be mine. Oh, I heard it through the grapevine. Oh, and I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, yeah.
Through the grapevine, no much longer would you be my baby. Ooh, heard it through the grapevine, no much longer would you be my baby.
Sean Escoffrey. Another Motown tribute now, this time for one of the kings of country. Glen Campbell and Stevie Wonder appeared several times on TV shows together, and each respected the other hugely. And regularly, Glen would declare Stevie one of the very few living geniuses. And although this is one of the few hits of Stevie's that he didn't write, to many it was and would remain a Stevie Wonder song. So when Glen Campbell decided to perform it as part of a live album, even though he mentions Tony Bennett in passing, he makes it very clear it's Stevie he is paying his respects to. And I'm sure I can't be the only one amongst us who thinks that Glen's guitar intro makes me think of The Jam's Town Called Malice.
Stevie Wonder had a big hit on this last year. Tony Bennett about 4 years ago, but I will do Stevie's version.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me. This time I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone warm like you would make my dreams come true. For once in my life I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have someone I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I got love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone who needs me. Yeah.
The late and very great Glen Campbell, with whom I once shared a very surreal train journey with many, many years ago. I'll save that for another time because I have a couple more Motown recordings I'd like to share with you before we have to finish this episode. This one is also a tribute of sorts. It's the Isley Brothers on one of their early Motown recording sessions, paying their tributes to the Supremes. And incidentally, it's yet another that features the baritone sax of Mike Terry, whom we tipped our hat to in the last episode of In Love with Motown.
Oh,
the Isley Brothers, almost concluding this episode of In Love with Motown, to finish with a recording, well, I can't decide if I like it or not. Let me know what you think. Email me in. Don't forget the email is info@lgradio.online. This one is a Brit whose name might not necessarily be the first that comes to mind when we think of those from these shores who have covered Motown. But here is Peter Frampton's tribute to Stevie Wonder.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'll go, ooh, yeah. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back, I'm not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered.
Peter Frampton paying his tributes to Stevie Wonder here on LGRadio.online. Thank you very much for joining me for this episode of In Love with Motown. Visit the website where you can find what else we have for you. And of course, whenever you like, you can just listen to this show again via the Listen Again page. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.